Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
In solemn wonder, he cried out, "How awesome is this shrine!" How it is that Jacob could utter these words this morning, these enthusiastic words, is really amazing considering his current plight. His life is on the line, and he's on the run from his brother, who is currently bent on killing him. So Jacob finds himself today in the wilderness with no home, in the darkness of night. And desperate for sleep, he sees a nearby rock at a shrine, and using it for a pillow, he tries to get some sleep. For those getting ready for summer camp, I'm wondering if this sounds relatable yet. For Jacob, it's not a pretty picture at first. But it turns out to be a very important moment of his life. It's a stark scene, especially when considering the kind of life Jacob had been used to. Genesis says that Jacob was a quiet man, dwelling in tents. So he's more of an inside person, and the great indoors were his domain. Genesis, on the other hand, describes Esau as the outdoorsman, a huntsman, and a man of the fields. Having received Esau's blessing and birthright, it seems that today Jacob has also received a share in Esau's preferred terrain. Of course, God didn't have in mind that Jacob would always stay inside. Today we find him outside of his comfort zone, away from his home in a strange land, an unfamiliar landscape that he's not used to. And if his brother doesn't kill him first, it looks like the wilderness might just beat him to the punch. And while things aren't looking good, suddenly in his dreaming there, the stark scene changes. For at once there in the darkness, a most glorious staircase appears. The barren experience becomes bright. The lonely landscape is now flooded with heavenly friends who stretch from the stairs, sky landing, to the ground. Where who do we see, and what friend awaits there, but the very Lord himself? And the Lord has a tailor-made message for Jacob, who says, the Lord says, "Know that I am with you. I will protect you wherever you go. I will never leave you." God's words here respond most perfectly to the interior struggle of Jacob's heart. And the fact that Jacob hears this divine message in these dark circumstances is very salient. If the Lord had said these words to Jacob there in the comfort of his home, they certainly would have been consoling still. But how much more consoling is the Lord's message against the backdrop of his great trial? He knew that God was with him inside. Now Jacob knows that he is with him outside of his home too. And when he woke up in that strange, once uncomfortable place, he said in solemn wonder, "How awesome is this shrine! This is nothing else but an abode of God and the gateway to heaven." Dear juniors and novices, this week and these weeks, you'll be away from the indoors of our abbey life a lot more than usual, spending a lot less time in your cell, and you'll even be sleeping outside. Having a rock for your pillow, I suppose, is up to you, but you should probably ask Father Lewis for permission for that. But just as the Lord spoke to Jacob today, his message is your message to inaugurate and to remember throughout this camping season. Know, Frauders, that I am with you. I will protect you wherever you go. I will never leave you. And of course, this is also the message for your campers, that there's no place on this earth, no situation so challenging, no place so uncomfortable where God cannot reach them. The staircase God sent to Jacob is meant for them too, and it's your duty to help them find the stairs. They find it in prayer. In prayer, the staircase opens up to all of us, and we meet God and his angels and his saints as they ascend and descend that beautiful ladder. Heaven is open for us in instilling in your campers the gift of prayer. You open their eyes to that divine staircase by which they can escape this world. Help them to find the staircase out of this world. In the ordinary course of our day, even we religious forget how urgent it is that we pray. Looking around at the increasing trials of our world and our culture, we've really just got to get out of here. And it's an emergency. In case of emergency, we have to use the stairs. And today's staircase is the ultimate fire escape, the hellfire escape, really, and it's not a drill. In teaching our campers to pray in all the many ways that they can, we're showing them the way home to that ultimate comfort zone. So the Lord wants all of us to hear today at the beginning of this camping season, I am with you. I will protect you and will never leave you. Against the backdrop of the trials which will inevitably come our way, the Lord's consoling presence and staircase will stand out all the more this camping season. And how truly we will be able to say, perhaps with some of Jacob's solemn wonder, how awesome is this camp.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.